The biggest raid occurred Tuesday in the Calmer refugee camp. Sudan's state news agency said police arrested 19 people on accusations that they were responsible for attacks on police stations in Darfur, including one in which a policeman was killed. The African Union envoy for Darfur, Salim Ahmed Salim, tells VOA News that the Calma camp raid created more tension in Darfur.
I'm concerned about what has happened in Calma camp, and I'm concerned about the implications of that. Anything which really creates more tension certainly cannot be helpful. The government has primary responsibility for security in the area, and I think the government has to create the necessary conditions for these negotiations to start on good footing.
The Sudan Liberation Movement accuses Khartoum of trying to force people out of Calma. Some 200,000 people have died in 4 years of fighting in Darfur, and more than 2 million have been displaced. Many have fled to Calma. Salim says he plans to discuss what happened in Calma when he meets with officials from Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's government on Saturday. Salim met Wednesday with Sudanese Foreign Minister Lam Akol. Afterwards, he said he believed the peace talks should take place in October, though UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will determine the final date. Despite the raid on Calma and the rebels' response, Salim says that negotiations must take place as soon as possible.
The longer the negotiations are delayed, the more difficult the situation becomes on the ground, the more desperate people become, especially in the IDP camps. There's nothing worse than people to lose hope. But I think it's all the more necessary when you have situations like this that you must start the negotiations, because only through the negotiations will you be able to have durable settlement, sustainable arrangements to make sure that things like that don't happen.
Salim and his counterpart from the United Nations, Jan Eliasson, oversaw a meeting of various Darfur rebel groups in Arusha, Tanzania, earlier this month, in which the factions agreed to a unified position heading into talks with Khartoum. That came after the UN Security Council approved a 26,000-strong peacekeeping force for Darfur, which is expected to be deployed by mid-2008. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.